Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time.
Welcome to Counting to Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Tzelem Elokim, seeing the inherent greatness within each of us. When we started, we spoke about how the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, points out that the word Tzelem, image, can't mean the physical image of God, because God does not have an image. And that is true, but Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Alter of Slobodka, adds something entirely different. He says, even though our bodies are not created in the image of God, our bodies are still godly. When Hashem formed us with his hands, the way Rashi describes it, as a kneader who kneads dough lovingly to create a form, that's not a reference to our minds or our souls, that's a reference to our bodies. Our bodies are as part of ourselves which we often look down upon, which we feel critical towards, which we agonize over every single blemish in a way that is totally out of control, maybe because of society. There's a very unsettling book called The Body Project, in which a professor of sociology at Cornell College brings diary excerpts from teenage girls from the Middle Ages onwards in order to assess how teenage girls feel about their bodies. And what's so unnerving is not that women are becoming more critical of themselves, but it's actually far, far deeper than that. If you look at the diary excerpts from a girl from the 13 or 1400s, a girl will say she wants to be more selfless, she wants to be kinder, she wants to be more giving. Today's teenage girls want to lose 10 pounds and get a nose ring. And it's, again, it's not that we focus on our bodies, but much more than that, she argues, it's because we identify as our bodies. Girls today, people today, see themselves as bodies, as opposed to previously where they saw themselves as selves, who were clothed in bodies. The work of Tzelem Elokim does not end with our minds and our attributes and who we are inside. It continues and extends to who we are on the outside. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel comments on how Gadlus HaAdam, the greatness in man, has to be in how we carry ourselves. We have to stand with our heads held tall and not schlump. We have to wear clean clothing. There was a tailor in the Slobodka Yeshiva who would fix people's suits because nobody was allowed into the yeshiva looking bedraggled and having something torn or messed up in their suit. Because Tzelem Elokim means I need to present me that reflects that godliness that's inside of me. In fact, we actually use this in our language, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel points out. We talk about how a person has a smart cop or sparkling eyes or, you know, their smile. Our bodies are a reflection of who we are inside. And therefore, the work today of Tzelem Elokim is taking time to accept and not criticize our bodies, to look in the mirrors and not see a blemish and a wrinkle, but see a smile. See the beautiful color of our eyes. See hope in our eyes and kindness in our smile. See something good in your body that you have to go out of your way to see. Instead of seeing something which you don't like, hone in and focus on something that you do like. And we can take this one step further if you like, and you can do the same thing with the people around you. When you see someone in the train, the subway, or the bus, a total stranger, think something nice, even if it's about their physical appearances. Because physical appearance is a deep and inherent part of the self. Maybe a society that stopped seeing God in nature, a society of atheism, where we don't see Hashem in the world, we don't see Hashem in nature, we don't see Hashem in anything. So maybe a result of that is we stop seeing Hashem in our bodies too, and in our physical selves. And maybe that's one of the greatest catastrophes that atheism has caused, is not just the lack of belief in God, but it's the lack of belief in self. If we don't believe in God out there, then how can we believe in God that's inside of us? Thank you for learning together.